there are so many things that you can do to really push and promote yourself on your CV. What I do find many a time now is people are putting their date of birth, they're putting when they did their O-levels, not so much GCSEs, because you can tell then how old or approximately that individual is. So they're actually screaming and shouting and telling the world that they are 55, and there's nothing, that's something that you really shouldn't be doing. Date of birth, a no-no certainly on your CV. And also, there is no real need to put down the dates that you went to school. Also, when you are putting your experience down on your CV, a lot of individuals, a lot of people put their literally life story down. And the most important thing that you need to be doing is explaining to a person like me the things that you've been doing probably in the last 10 to 15 years. Remember, a CV is your document. It's a marketing tool. It's there to generate interviews. And we literally look at CVs within seconds. And if we don't find what we're looking for, unfortunately, Jason, the CV goes straight into the bin as well. So really push and promote your skills and your achievements and how you can really demonstrate your skills to get the job that you really want anyway. So that's the kind of advice that I would give. So keep your CV down to 2 pages, make it factual, make it accurate, highlight your skills and strengths, and do use bullet points. What I find off-putting is when I see lengthy paragraphs, when people put weaknesses on their CVs. Spelling is a massive thing for me. I'm very pedantic about that. And if I see a spelling mistake on a CV, I think, well, if they've not had the time and trouble to check through, not just spelling, but grammatical, I throw the CV away. So yeah, really think carefully about the document that you're creating, this CV, and just think of it as being a really important presentation for a client or a report for your boss. It can make the difference between getting a job and unfortunately not working.